Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio. Michael, so it's hard to take the quotes and just read them without really seeing Aaron Rodgers' face, because the speculation is that he's unhappy, he's not feeling loved by the organization, that this is in some way, shape, or form going to affect his contract status. So what can you tell us?
Well, on the way up, I heard one of our listeners say, you know, Aaron Rodgers has gotten to that diva stage like Brett Favre. And when Aaron came in today to talk to us, he was in a good mood. He was like, hey, good to see you guys again. He recognized the faces of the media. He's a guy who got hung up in the St. Louis airport because of the storms over the weekend. So he got here a day late just like everybody else. But, you know, the questions you've got are, okay, is this guy holding off on a contract extension? Is the team holding him up? How bitter is he about Jordy Nelson, about his quarterback coach, Alex Van Pelt, not being back? You've got to imagine he's happy about Joel Philbin being back. And it's common now, known that he and Jimmy Graham connected at the Pro Bowl, and they've been guys that think that they could get together someday and be on the same team. So I asked Aaron Rodgers this. You know, Aaron Rodgers is a perfectionist. The perfectionist is somebody who keeps on asking other people if they can, you know, do a better job. I think a diva is somebody who maybe isn't a perfectionist, but starts, you know, they know they're the talent, they know they're the franchise, and they make people do a bunch of uncomfortable things around them. And I don't think Rodgers works that way. He's kind of a quiet guy in the corner who's a perfectionist, but I wouldn't call him a diva. And so I said to him, I said, you're in the middle of this. You know, you've got a position coach you work with every day that you were loyal to and like working with, and Jordy Nelson, and now they're gone. And you need to show their loyalty after they're out the door. And at the same time, the next wave of guys are seeing how you react in that situation. Does this put you in the middle between a Davante Adams and a Jordy Nelson? And here's what Aaron told me.
Well, that's a part of getting older in this league. As I saw when I was a young player following Brett, you know, the age gap becomes significant, more significant every single year as you get older, and the younger players are still younger. You know, they're 21, 22 coming in, and I'm, you know, on the way to 35 here. So you have to do more to connect with those guys, and this is what the offseason is all about. It's about cultivating those relationships and finding that chemistry within the locker room with the guys and spending time outside the locker room, whether it's dinners or you know, trips to Milwaukee or golfing or the Kentucky Derby or things that we've done over the years to continue to build that team camaraderie. That's what it's all about. I mean, it's tough losing those guys, but again, that's the nature of the business. It's about change, and you have to remember this is a professional environment, and it's going to happen. I mean, I want to play till I'm 40 and beyond. Many of the guys I'm playing with now will be moving on at that point if I'm able to keep playing till then. So it's about, again, cultivating those relationships with the young guys, finding what that team chemistry looks like every year because it changes, and looking forward to the season.
It just sounds like, Mike, he just wants to try, and he wants to still, one, be here, obviously, and two, he very genuine. It's not like there's an attitude or anything there. He doesn't say it with a smile on his face. So sitting in front of him, did you get any problem like he didn't want to, for whatever reason, be in Green Bay anymore? Because that seems to be everybody's concern, and I don't think it's a concern. I think once you hit training camp, once you start throwing a football around, and once you start getting wins, all that goes away.
He's like no other employee who's been, I don't know, the top sales guy in the office, the best supervisor, the best worker, the guy that's got four or five plaques on the wall of the employee of the month or employee of the year. After a while, you get to say to yourself, I know how to do this. I know what it takes. And I know the pieces that we need. And, you know, and sometimes we keep reinventing the wheel. And he said this 2 years ago, you know, about We just need to make a little bit of an adjustment. We don't need a total rehaul, but that's the way it feels like for him. At the same time, that's what this guy is. He's in the middle of between being loyal to a friend and a teammate and a guy that could not give you any more than Jordy Nelson did. And at the same time, you know what? If you don't speak up and say, I don't like the way this guy was treated, well, then you know what? Then that means Davante Adams and that crowd have got to say, okay, I hope that this guy now will turn his attention and step it up for us, that he will be loyal, because everybody knows that Aaron's going to be here long after this third generation of roster that he's going to be with. You know, everybody knows he'll be here maybe longer than some of the coaches, maybe longer than Mike McCarthy. So that's a difficult position to be in. As he said, he saw Brett Favre go through when you go through your third or fourth generation of roster around you. But, the guy wants to win. He wants his best chance to win, and he wants this franchise to be smart about it and get him the help that he needs in order to get another Super Bowl ring.
And the other guy, a couple other guys that you talked to, there's a guy coming back after a bad season. Ha ha, Clinton Dix. What do you have to say?
As you first reported on this show, a lot of those players went into Mike McCarthy's office and they threw Demaryius Randle under the bus. This is a guy that's not connecting with us. He's not focused. He's not paying attention. At some point, he can almost be a cancer. They trade him away. And Dom Capers, God bless him, a veteran coach, 67 years old, but he had lost his voice. And players, including Ha Ha Clinton Dix, were saying, guys were not held accountable. They weren't being chased after, that they've got to play to a new higher level. Well, a new sheriff's in town, and Mike Pettine, new defensive coordinator, everybody's got to prove themselves to him. And I asked Ha Ha about that kind of accountability with a new coach.
I just think things needed to be pinpointed. I think they were definitely pointed out in the team meeting that we had this morning by Coach Mike. And, we're excited to move forward. You know, we, like Coach said, we kicked the rearview mirror off. You know, we're looking straight ahead from now on.
So that means McCarthy addressed the issue this morning. Everybody in the room knows, okay, we made the changes. We're bringing in a new DC, some other coaches. We brought back guys like we brought in a guy like Jimmy Graham, but we also bring back Devon House, veteran leadership, and Tremont Williams, who I just got a chance to talk to. By the way, I just talked to David Bakhtiari, too. And in terms of losing guys, he went to Aaron Rodgers and said, what is this like, man? I mean, for you to lose Jordy, he said, the first time that I went through this was when they cut Charles Woodson. I didn't understand that. And Bakhtiari said, yeah, it was tough for me 2 years ago when they cut Josh Sitton. This guy was doing his job. He did everything you asked him to do. Why are you cutting him? Well, it's because personnel thinks he's on the downhill slide, or he will be in the next year. So here's Tremont back here at 35 years old. And I said, so, you know, you were here when they brought in Charles Woodson. Do you think that maybe that's the role you could play as a leader?
I think so, a little bit. I may put my own spin on things. But just being here with Charles and seeing the way that he led and the things that he did, and now I'm kind of in that same spot, in that same situation, I think it helps out.
What's it going to be like playing with a guy like Devon again?
It's going to be cool. You know, I talk to Devon a lot. We talk all the time.
Interesting. He wants to be kind of like the Charles Woodson, but, you know, his own unique way. Meanwhile, you got another veteran in camp in Jimmy Graham, who is, you know, that's kind of the guy that they traded out the Jordy Nelson thing for, because they believe they've got enough depth at wide receiver and they can pick another one up that's going to give them even more depth. Meanwhile, Jimmy Graham's coming in to kind of change the way they can do things offensively. He's coming in with a lot of expectation, too.
A stud for Drew Brees. What do you have, 80 catches 1 year, 10 touchdowns, bunch of yardage and all that. And then his first year was off in Seattle. And then he picked up a little bit the last 2 years, but he wanted out. And he's a pretty confident guy. I told the guys in Seattle, said he's not your easiest guy to talk to with the media. But today he wanted to get off on the right foot. He absolutely respects Aaron Rodgers. I think instead of going back to New Orleans, where Brees has got, what, maybe one more year? He's got 2 or 3 years to give it a shot with Aaron Rodgers. That's why he's here, leading the offense. And we talked about what happened to him in those 3 years in Seattle after leaving New Orleans and why he picked Green Bay instead of the Saints.
You know, it's obviously different philosophies, Seattle and New Orleans. Seattle, defensive-based, run, and, take care of the ball. Won a lot of games that way, and I did I did everything to the best of my ability. And unfortunately, when I first got there, I did have that knee injury, which kind of slowed me down a bit, and I was able to come back 9 months later you know, have missed a game since then. And, you know, for me, I don't, I guess most people are pretty stat oriented. You know, for me, it's about wins and losses. And, you know, I'm just trying to get to the playoffs and try to win games.
How much do you think he changes the approach by Aaron Rodgers, Mike, considering they can, you know, spread him out, they can make him a wideout, they can bring him in and then put additional sets around him, use it. I mean, it's what he can do as long as he's healthy. It can dictate what a defense does.
I think the best part about this is all the tight ends that Aaron Rodgers has gone through, this will be the smartest. This will be a guy that this guy will be Jordy-like in terms of getting on the same page with his quarterback. That's the kind of game that Aaron Rodgers likes to play. And I even talked to Jimmy about that. He goes, oh, no, I know what I'm in for when it comes to Mr. Detail-oriented pre-snap like Aaron Rodgers. But I think the big story is this. Aaron Rodgers asked point blank, are you going to get a contract extension this year? And he seemed to be confident it was going to get done. He said, and what he said two or three times was, well, the team has publicly said they want to get something done, so I'm confident that they're going to do that. But that's basically up to my agent, David Dunn, and that's about it. Right now, I got 2 years left in my contract, and I want to, you know, give this season the best shot that we can to try and get to the Super Bowl. So I think what he's saying is the team's not talking to us yet. They're saying publicly that they are, and I would assume that they would want to get that thing done this year because I'd like to get it done. So there was no sense that he wants to get out of there. I think he'd like to see a big offer come down the line to him any minute soon. It would be good.
Well, one other side note to that, he said it's not about being the highest paid player. Did you, yeah. I mean, which I caught right away because we all assumed that he was the one holding this up and his agent was the one holding this up. And he's kind of insinuating the team's not talking to me right now. I'm waiting for the offer to come down the line and it's not about being the highest paid player.
Well, he talked a year and a half ago off mic. He went on and on. I mean, he knows this stuff like everything else, you know, in detail. And he talked about how when Stafford was getting a big deal, he's like, I'm not worried about it. What you guys aren't worried. And then he went into a detailed breakdown as to how he gets dollars later in his contract or this, that, and he's doing fine. And yeah, he knows that he was up for the next big contract. He feels he's the number one quarterback, no question about it. But, you know, he will talk to you about how you can move money around, just like Tom Brady has for his team, and still at the end come out to be, you know, the highest played player in franchise or NFL history.
It's going to be interesting the next couple of days. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers more later tomorrow, I should say, and we'll discuss that further. Mike, good stuff, and we'll chat soon, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Mike Clemens reporting live from Lambeau Field where Aaron Rodgers spoke. Really, they're gathering for a lot of the offseason workouts now, and Aaron Rodgers spoke to the media day. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers in full tomorrow, but interesting. As Mike said, you can kind of read between the lines. He kept saying the team wants to, and kind of as if the insinuation was, but they're not really talking to us right now. So it could be they're waiting for the other shoe to fall before they make an offer, but you wonder what the holdup would be at this point. If Aaron Rodgers is not all of, and he said it. He said it is not about being the high, quote, it's not about being the highest paid player in the NFL. That's it. So if it's not about that, what is it? What's holding this thing up from getting it done? Good stuff from Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.